Ah, it seems you are still alive, Officer Pierce. There was, of course, a chance you were going to be killed when I rammed my vehicle into yours. I suppose any Clydesdale worth his salt would be just as durable. That said, I am quite glad you lived. It gives us a chance to talk. Something I'd prefer to do now that my little Baxter's gone.
Is that who was shooting at us?
Yes. He was a very loyal follower of mine. Just like Precious, Baxter was especially fond of Precious. Before she had to be sacrificed.
Who exactly decides that these slaves need to be sacrificed?
Why, they do, of course. Baxter and Precious always knew they were going to die. They loved the idea they were going to die for me. Everything they were, all of that potential, brought to an abrupt end, and in my name. I have always found it romantic.
What the fuck do you mean by, romantic? People are fucking dying!
You are straight-laced, Officer Pierce. You see and hear the world in primary colors and flat tones. You accept the world's slavery system and even participate in it, like a predator. In many ways, you became the predator you were trying to be. When you shot at my little Baxter.
You're a fucking crackpot, Randolph.
Not at all. I want you to listen to me, officer. I want you to hear my voice and completely comprehend. As strong as you are, you won't live through this night. And I realize that the last thing someone hears before they die is often the most significant thing they will ever hear. Here is what I have always believed. You, my dear Pierce, are more than a mere policeman. You are a sacrificial dagger, a tool used by greater men to accomplish great magic. And deep down inside, you have always known this. You know what you are. Despite outright denial, Pierce, you are great. Because greater men know how to properly use you. And today, I proved that belief to be true.
You fucking killed Baxter.
I did. Through you, I killed my sweet little Baxter. Indeed, I have killed many others by manipulating many tools like yourself.
Precious. And, Gage. Did they really go so willingly?
Well, as I said, Precious certainly did. As for Gage, his death was a necessity. He began to have a change of heart, and so I drove Precious to do the right thing and sacrifice him. Fascinating, that. A slave sacrificing her master. The universe is not bereft of irony, but the idea of it made me think of you. Indeed, you are not a slave, but you are prey. Strong prey, but still prey. Like good prey, you did as I wished you to. You were a tool in my hand. Baxter sacrificed himself, and you put the bullet in him that released all of that sweet, innocent energy into me. Do you understand how it works now, Officer Pierce? Do you see the genius of it all?
All I see is a wolf who likes to see people die for no reason. And, and unless somebody stops him, he'll just keep killing until he can't do it no more.
I am disappointed in you, Officer Pierce. Even after everything I've said, you still stick to the law. A law that openly victimizes those like you.
I already know the law is imperfect. But it's all we got.
Very true. But the thing is, officer, There are some things that exist in spite of the law. The strong will always dominate the weak. And you, Officer Pierce, are sadly very weak. And now, you will die. Another sacrifice to my power. And this one by my own hand. Any last words, Officer Pierce?
How about you take these words and shove it up your murdering arse?
Very well. Goodbye, Officer Pierce. Such a shame you had to be a disappointment. Fascinating.
Hey, Pierce. You okay?
Huh? Eddie? Did you just...
Yeah, you dumb stud. I just saved your life.
Oh, fuck.